not too long ago to attend a carry-in dinner with my mom and about 30 other retired folks. And there was supposed to be a barbershop quartet appearing to provide the entertainment. But one of the guys got sick and lost his voice, and they had to cancel at the last minute. So there we were with our tater tot casseroles and our Jell-O salads and no entertainment. And there was an upright piano in the corner, and I was talking to a fella in a wheelchair, and he found out that I was what was referred to as a professional musician. So he raised his hand and volunteered me to play the upright piano in the corner, and I did, and then they started calling out the names of old hymns. Would I play When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder? Would I play How Great Thou Art? And an obscure one, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. They asked for that one. And it had been a while, but much to my surprise, I remembered them all. I remembered what keys they were in. They were singing along. My father was a minister in a little white wooden Protestant church by the railroad tracks in a little coal mining town in southeast Ohio, not too far from where Karen grew up. And I guess a lot of those hymns are just embedded in my cell memory. And they came back pretty quickly. It's kind of tricky to get to church on any kind of regular basis when you're a touring musician. But if I do have occasion to darken a church door with my mom these days, we get a little nervous if we don't see the hymnals in their racks on the backs of the pews. And if we see an overhead projector, we get downright twitchy. We like the old hymns when they project the new songs up on the wall. My mom calls that off the wall singing. Karen and I bought a little farm out in about an hour outside the city several years ago, and it's a good balance to the touring life. We get to travel around a lot of great American cities like this one and kind of absorb what's going on, but then we get to disappear when we go home. And a lot of times on a Sunday morning, especially during the summertime, we'll just play Louis Armstrong records. And that seems to be about the right flavor of joy for these times. But I think the two might have gotten themselves together on this next song.